Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. A Saginaw man has been convicted in connection with a 2024 ambush shooting involving a machine gun that injured two teenagers. Christopher P. Ramirez, age 26, pled no contest to charges including assault with intent to rob, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, and two felony firearm counts. In exchange, prosecutors have dropped additional charges, such as assault with intent to murder. Ramirez is set to serve at least 10 years in state prison, a term that will run concurrently with a 62-month federal sentence that he received in August for possessing the machine gun. The charges stem from a July 2024 incident, and the plea was entered before Saginaw County Circuit Judge Andre R. Borrello on October the 27th. And another local and regional news for today. As today's Tuscola County meeting was about to finish, a few announcements were made regarding the Village of Millington. Commissioner Bill Lutz reported a Millington business will be doing a major expansion. Stemco Products at 4641 Industrial Drive is doing a 25,000 square foot building addition. The overall expansion is a $2.2 million investment in the community. According to Commissioner Lutz, Stemco has operations in other states as well, but they chose Millington for the expansion that will be good for the community. Stemco Products makes various commercial vehicle parts. The village approved a tax abatement in July that allows the company to take up to a 50% break on taxes for up to 10 years on the cost of the project. Lutz went on to report that Aspire Rural Health Systems has also opened a new and much-needed urgent care medical clinic in Millington. And he also reported there's a new remote control business operating out of the old grocery store in Millington. It is the second largest remote control business in the United States, according to Lutz. Kingpin is located at 8542 State Street in the former Rosati's Marketplace grocery store and specializes in remote-controlled items as well as remote-controlled racing. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. President Donald Trump has appeared to suggest on social media that the United States resume testing nuclear weapons for the first time in 3 decades. There was no indication that the U.S. would start detonating warheads, but the president offered a couple details about what seemed to be a significant shift in U.S. policy. He made the announcement on social media just minutes before meeting with China's president on Thursday in South Korea. The U.S. military already regularly tests its missiles that are capable of delivering a warhead, but has not actually detonated one since 1992 because of a testing ban. And another national and international news. Buckingham Palace says that King Charles III will be stripping his brother Prince Andrew of his remaining titles and then evicting him from his royal residence. In a statement, the palace says Andrew will be now known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor and no longer as a prince. He will move from his Royal Lodge residence into private accommodations. The moves follow revelations about Andrew's relationship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The palace said the thoughts of the King and Queen Camilla are, quote, with the victims and survivors of any and all forms of abuse. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Thursday, October the 30th of 2025. Judy Marie Ewald, age 73 of Elkton, passed away on October the 29th of 2025. Funeral services for Judy Marie Ewald will be held at 11 a.m. Monday, November the 3rd at the St. Paul Methodist Church of Elkton, with visitation from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday, November the 2nd at the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. And then again at 10 a.m. until the time of services at the church on Monday. Burial will be at the Riverside Cemetery of Elkton, and memorials may be made to the St. Paul Methodist Church. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends may also share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.